BBC News, I'm John Shea. The Romanian far-right nationalist Calin Georgescu has surprisingly taken a narrow lead in Sunday's presidential election after 85% of the votes were counted. The pro-Russia Mr. Georgescu is on 22%, while the Social Democrats' pro-European Prime Minister Marcel Ciolacu has been knocked back to second place with 21.6%, according to figures from the Central Electoral Bureau. Nick Thorpe is in Budapest.
It's looking pretty clear that these two candidates will go through. I think, though, whoever comes actually first, they'll get a great boost ahead of that 8th of December runoff. And in the meantime, of course, next weekend we have parliamentary elections in Romania, and this presidential result, the final result when we do know it, will probably influence the parliamentary elections as well. So a sort of mammoth, a marathon, really, of elections now in Romania with already some pretty remarkable results.
A former Colombian president has criticised successive governments for failing to implement fully the peace deal he signed with FARC rebels exactly 8 years ago. Marking the anniversary of the agreement, Juan Manuel Santos called for swifter sanctions against ex-FARC members for crimes committed during the country's internal conflict. Clitzia Sala reports.
The peace agreement, signed in 2016, was aimed at resolving one of the world's longest-running insurgencies and bringing 5 decades of internal conflict to an end. It earned Mr. Santos a Nobel Peace Prize and remains a cornerstone of his legacy. But the former president is now critical of his successors, particularly former President Iván Duque. He called on the Transitional Justice Tribunal, known as JEP, to speed up sanctions against ex-FARC fighters.
6 people have been killed and 10 injured in a shooting at a bar in Tabasco in southeastern Mexico. State prosecutors say the attackers appeared to be targeting one of the bar's customers. Murders have nearly tripled in Tabasco this year, with more than 700 victims so far. The authorities in the United Arab Emirates say 3 suspects have been arrested in connection with the killing of an Israeli-Moldovan rabbi found dead in the country. Zvi Kogan, who was 28, disappeared on Thursday. Iran has denied allegations in Israeli media that it was involved. Here's Frank Gardner.
The suspicion in Israeli circles, government circles, is that this was an attempt by Iran to try and drive a wedge between Israel and the Arab countries that it's made peace with. Obviously, the peace that Israel has made with those countries is somewhat strained because of the wars it's conducting in Gaza and Lebanon and the very high death toll in both countries. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said that we're working closely with the Emirati authorities in the UAE and that we will continue to develop those ties and work even closer with them.
World News from the BBC. The Foreign Office in London is investigating reports that Russian forces have captured a former British soldier fighting for Ukraine. In a video circulated online, the man, who identifies himself as James Scott Rees-Anderson, says he went to fight for Ukraine after being fired from his job in the British Army. More from Simon Jones.
We've heard from the Russian news agency TASS that what it calls a British mercenary has been captured by the Russian forces in the Kursk region. Now, that's an area of southern Russia. We've spoken about it quite a lot recently because there was a surprise incursion by Ukrainian forces into southern Russia back in August. So there has been fierce fighting by Russia to regain that territory. Now, we've been told by the Foreign Office here in London that they are supporting a British family following reports that a member of their family has been detained. They haven't gone into any further details beyond that.
The first exit polls in Uruguay's presidential runoff show a small lead for the opposition candidate Yamandu Orsi from the centre-left Broad Front. He's up against the continuity candidate Álvaro Delgado from the centre-right Republican Coalition. Both candidates are at their headquarters waiting with their teams for the official results, which should come shortly. Sunni and Shia Muslim tribes in northwestern Pakistan have agreed a ceasefire following deadly clashes that have killed more than 60 people in the last week. Officials also hope to address the root causes of the violence. The area has a history of sectarian conflict, but the attacks are connected to a land dispute. Rights groups in Senegal have criticised the arrest of an opposition leader who was detained after saying the Senegalese were a cursed people for choosing Bassirou Diomaye Faye as president. Mustapha Diakate made the comments on a privately owned TV station and was arrested on Friday. Amnesty International said it was a clear case of muzzling free speech. And that's the latest BBC News.